Time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Dakota Mart and by May Adam Law Firm.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Thrifty, local, and convenient. Dakota Mart in Pierre and Fort Pierre are here to help with all your holiday needs. From deli meat and cheese trays, vegetable and fruit trays, to handcrafted prime rib roasts, you can trust Dakota Mart for top quality and freshness. Walk down the aisles and find the highest quality meats, freshest produce, and delicious bakery and deli items. On your way home, stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Dakota Mart, your hometown neighborhood market.
Of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre since 1881.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning I'm talking with Ann Lewis with the South Dakota Discovery Center. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, of course, last week you guys had the Best for Last fundraiser for the South Dakota Discovery Center. And it sounds like it was a very well-attended event.
It was. We had a nicely full exhibit hall. We had a lot of good food and good drink. And best of all, we were able to give away $10,000.
And we were talking off air that it wound up getting split.
It did. It did. And that's always exciting when we get down to those final five tickets to see what the final five decide to do. And at first, we had one of our board members' wives, Ashley Severin. She was like, "Nope, she's not gonna split. She's gonna go all the way." We had Liza Clark on the phone, who was also like, "No, I don't want to split." And they ended up being the last two standing, and then they decided to split. I guess the ROI was good at that point.
Well, and really, they still won $5,000 a piece. So yeah, I would say for the price of the investment, it was definitely a good turnout. But really, it was a really great investment for the South Dakota Discovery Center. What was kind of the rough estimate of the monies raised for that?
Well, we brought in with all of our different add-ons and our sponsorships. So just a shout out to all of our sponsors. It was in the $40,000 area, which is pretty good. And I just want to, again, reiterate just how important those sponsorships are, because what that allows us to do is to take the money from every ticket purchased and use it for our work of engaging kids and adults and communities in hands-on STEM learning that create curiosity, excitement, and lifelong STEM exploration.
Absolutely. And of course, we mentioned the food and drink, and you were able to bring in some youth for that as well through the culinary team at the high school.
Yeah, ProStar, Gov Chefs, they did an amazing job. We've never had servers that passed their apps, as they're now called. They were called hors d'oeuvres when I was young. And the kids did a great job. They're knowledgeable about their food. I had a chance to step back in the prep area, and the chefs were actually able to tell me what everything was. And it was just a great energy and a great vibe. And I expect they will do very well in their competition this year.
Now, of course, with the Thanksgiving Day holiday tomorrow, are there any special hours for the South Dakota Discovery Center?
We are closed tomorrow. And then our normal hours resume on Friday. So 1 to 5 and then 10 to 5 on Saturday.
And, of course, I know the Discovery Center has events and exhibits going on all the time. What are some of the ones in December that we want to kind of highlight?
Yeah, we have a fun activity on December 20th in a partnership with Farm Island. We're doing our Gathering of Stars, kind of a quasi-solstice thing where we are going to have a fire and s'mores, and we'll be able to do some stargazing. That'll be at the group campsite at Farm Island. You do need a park entrance to come, but otherwise it's free. And then new to us this year is we are working with a local birding group, and we'll be hosting the organizing meeting for the Christmas bird count on December 11th. So if you're interested in being part of that, go up to our website, check it out. There is a Zoom option because it's for those who might be a little bit further out of town and don't want to come back in at, that in the evening. But you do need to register to get the Zoom link.
And if folks want to maybe volunteer with the South Dakota Discovery Center or are just wondering about it, how can they get more information?
Yeah, go to our website. We do have a volunteer tab on our Join and Give. I believe it's under that tab. We're always looking for star show volunteers, people who can help deliver star shows. So if you we will train you. You don't have to be super knowledgeable about astronomy. What we're really looking for is passion. If this is your geek, we want you.
And anything else we want to leave folks with today before we wrap up?
Well, just thank you to everyone who bought a ticket again and for making our event so great. We have some fun things coming up in December and beyond, and we will be back at Best for Last starting in the new year.
Again, talking with Ann Lewis. She is the executive director for the South Dakota Discovery Center. Ann, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Again, Ann Lewis with the South Dakota Discovery Center on People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the Dakota Mart and by May Adam Law Firm.